State your name again.
Oh, yeah. My name is Angela, and I'm a health science major, and I'm a senior.
How much time do you usually spend on social media each day?
Recently, this semester, I've been really busy, so maybe only 1 to 2 hours. But on the weekends, when I'm more free, I can spend, like, a couple hours, maybe, like, 4 or 5 hours.
Which social media apps do you use the most?
The social media apps I use the most are probably TikTok and Twitter, but really mostly TikTok.
So, like, what activities do you engage in while using them? Like, scrolling? Are you texting? Watching videos?
Most of the time, I'm just scrolling and watching videos or just on Twitter, just looking at, like, funny posts and seeing what it's trending.
Do you ever find it difficult to limit your time on social media?
Before, I really used to, but I think the advantage of having such a busy schedule now is I've somehow, like, been able to, like, reduce the amount of time I'm on social media, and I'm kind of getting used to it.
Do you think spending time on social media helps you de-stress, or does it contribute to stress and anxiety?
For the most part, it helps me de-stress, but when I'm seeing, like, controversial topics or discourse, it does stress me out. But I'm learning to just, at that point, put my phone down and do something else.
Do you think students in college who use social media differently, do you think students in college use social media differently than teenagers, or do you see similarities?
I think there are some similarities, especially when we're talking about, like, Gen Z, because at the end of the day, we all kind of grew up in that technology era. But I feel like as we're becoming adults, we don't use social media the same way necessarily. Like, we don't let it impact our lives as much.
Okay, thank you.